We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of...
Hello, and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 100! Woo! There's streamers falling and trumpets flaring, and we're here! Episode 100.
Wish I was at your house. Apparently, that's where the party is.
It's all happening here, everybody. It's all happening.
I didn't set up any of that stuff here.
I'm drinking, whatever.
Yeah. Podcast is going to be awesome.
Are you making up songs about it, too?
Give me time. I'm Amory from MyTakeOnTV.com.
I'm Jason the TV-holic from TV-holic.com.
And I'm Ray.
And Ray. You need a theme song. Really, you need to create a theme song for yourself because you don't have like ramblings of a TV4.com anymore. It's just like, and I'm Ray. Like just something like that at the end. I think that's perfect.
Don't say it. Sing it.
Yeah, why sing it? Why say it when you can sing it, right?
Because I don't sound very good when I sing, so I prefer to say it.
So jumping into the news, because there's a whole crap load of stuff we're talking about tonight. First off, this is not related to the next fall schedule, but there's some news out of Showtime. Nurse Jackie was picked up for season 4, which what? The season was fine, but why? But United States of Tara was canceled, which I prefer to Nurse Jackie. And B, The Borges was renewed. Did anybody keep watching that after the second episode? Apparently enough to get it renewed for a second season.
I stopped watching.
Yeah, my screener is still sitting in the other room.
Ray never even started.
Well, I don't have that. Yeah. Was the whole season there in the screener? Because I don't have the
no,
channel.
No, I think they
so.
Only had like the first
no,
three
yeah, that
episodes
one was
or something like
simple.
That.
Did you watch Nurse Jackie and United States of Tara since they did send the whole seasons?
No, I don't watch those shows. I gave those to Greg because nice. I don't watch
So that's the news that's not about the next fall's schedule. But basically what we're going to do is go through day by day. Day by day. Because we talked about cancellations and renewals last week. So.
My God. Yeah. I just saw that tweet we were talking about earlier. Go on.
Oh. So we're going to go schedule by schedule and talk about the new shows when they play, blah, 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 blah. So
let's talk about the fall season. And we'll leave the mid-season stuff for... because. Apparently, most of the stuff is actually going to be
anything
mid-season.
Good is in mid-season.
It's kind of ridiculous.
And I'm not going to review any of the shows because I don't want to anger anybody who says I shouldn't be reviewing things. Because you get a letter that says don't review it. This is for planning purposes only. So
we can tell you which ones we're planning to watch.
Say what I'm going to watch exactly.
And which ones we're planning not to.
Don't try to get me say more.
Okay, so we'll start with Sunday. ABC has America's Funniest Home Videos, followed by new show Once Upon a Time, and then Desperate Housewives, and then new show Pan Am. And CBS will be The Amazing Race, followed by The Good Wife, moving to Sundays, and that'll be followed by CSI Miami. Fox will have NFL postgame, and then Cleveland Show, The Simpsons, new show Alan Gregory, Family Guy, and then American Dad, moving to the back to the end of the night slot. And NBC has Sunday Night Football.
I'm worried about The Good Wife because being on CBS at 9 o'clock on Sunday, like The Amazing Race and CSI Miami beyond that, they're pushed back a certain amount of times for whatever sport comes up.
That most prestigious night for... Sorry.
Yeah, they call it the most prestigious night, right?
Yeah, that's stupid. The only thing is the possibility of that happening. That seems to happen about 4 or 5 times during the football season.
Right. And golf, and you name it. You name it, something pushes Sunday night TV back. So start setting your DVRs to The Good Wife to record at least another half hour. I typically do another hour, which means you're going to record CSI Miami, so sorry about that. As for new shows, I will be watching Once Upon a Time, and without hesitation, I will be watching Pan Am. Without apprehension, not hesitation. And Alan Gregory, I'll watch the pilot, as I do. I don't typically watch Fox comedies, like the animated ones, but I love Bob's Burgers, and I didn't give it a fair shake in the beginning, so maybe Alan Gregory is the new Bob's Burgers, which I don't...
Is Alan Gregory the one about the kid?
Yes.
He's really smart.
Yeah, voiced by
Jonah Hill's the voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'll be watching Once Upon a Time. I really like that. And also Pan Am.
Yeah.
ABC has some strong stuff.
Ray, will you also be watching
I will them? Be watching Once Upon a Time, because despite the bad special effects, I liked the story. Sorry. It does have some bad special effects.
I'm not sure they'll be fixed by the premiere.
I don't know if they will be or not. I feel like they feel like it's part of the...
Special effects are not Jennifer Goodwin's hair. But I'm bummed. Ching! I need a drum set over here.
It's just the... Never mind. You can see it in the trailer, so I can talk about it. The walking down the aisle thing, that really pissed me off, because she's like... And I understand it's supposed to be because, you know, she's the Wicked Witch, so she can walk faster down the... It's not Wicked Witch, she's whatever. Anyway. It's just... They bug me a little, but the story itself is really good, so I will be watching, because it's totally something that's up my alley.
Have you watched Pan Am yet?
I have not. I probably will not be watching that, even if I like it, because it's... Maybe, but I probably won't.
Why?
But I have some nostalgia for Pan Am.
I will not be watching it
that time.
Even though I like, even if I like it.
I'm not into those kind of shows. That's what I'm saying.
Even if I like it, I love the pilot. Right?
I can like the pilot and know that I can watch it and be objective and say, okay, I kind of like that. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's well done, whatever, but it's not the type of show that I normally would do. So I anticipate that I probably will not want to watch it. However, maybe I'll change my mind about that.
There you have it, folks. First Sunday.
All right, so Monday, ABC will have Dancing with the Stars, followed by Castle. CBS will have How I Met Your Mother, followed by a new show, Two Broke Girls. And then the revamped 2.5 Men, and Mike and Molly, and Hawaii 5-0. The CW will have Gossip Girl, followed by a new show, Heart of Dixie. And Fox has the new show Terra Nova, followed by House. And NBC is going with The Sing-Off, followed by a new show The Playboy Club.
Okay, so Two Broke Girls, the commercials or the ads or whatever, the trailers did nothing for me, even though I like Kat Dennings. But I'll check it out, and I'll give it an objective opinion. Are you kidding me? No, I hate... If I don't like a show, I'm going to rip it to shreds. Anyway, Heart of Dixie, I like the trailers... Jamie King's accent's a little much for me, but I like Rachel Bilson, and I like Josh Schwartz and Stephanie Savage, so, and I liked Everwood, and I like Scott Porter, and I like so many things, Northern Exposure, so I'll be watching that. Terra Nova I'll be watching because I love Jason O'Mara, A, and B, it's intriguing. I love Jurassic Park, I love Steven Spielberg, there you have it. And then... If only to see how many episodes it takes to get the Playboy Club canceled because Eddie Cibrian's involved. Check it out.
Yeah, check out Heart of Dixie. It looks kind of like a female Doc Hollywood in some respects. Definitely check out
Michael J. Fox, Doc Hollywood.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Playboy Club is NBC's offering of the 1960s to... At least it's not going up against Pan Am, I guess.
Right, and the good news is, Eddie Cibrian, well, what's her name, Leanne Rimes, doesn't need to worry about her husband cheating on her, like he did with the last girl, because his co-star does not swing that way. So, good for you, Leanne Rimes. Good for you.
Oh my god.
What? It needs to be said.
Bonus commentary.
What do you expect from me? Come on, people. What about you, Ray? It would be amazing if you were just like, ass.
Almost. I feel like that majority of these I would say that about. I will check out Two Broke Girls. I was not impressed by those clips whatsoever.
Yeah, me either.
Which is always sad when they put out like a trailer or clips and you're just like, they should be cherry picking the best stuff usually to build these types of things, and then you don't laugh at all. And you're just like, that's supposed to be the best stuff.
It felt too... This I told Amory this before, and I know it sounds bad to say this because it is a sitcom, but it felt too sitcom-y.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, like, over the... Like, and maybe that's just because that's the clips they picked. I don't know. I mean, I'll check it out, but I'm not counting on watching it. Also, for the record, check out Ashton in 2.5 Men. But
you know what? I will, too, even though I don't watch 2.5 Men, but I want to see what he does.
I will check out Terra Nova because it sounds like it's something I should like.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been working on it forever, so...
Yeah. They've been working on it for about 7 years now. 7 years, you guys. I mean, that's what it feels like.
But
the pilot's been done for a year and a half.
Meanwhile, I will check out Heart of Dixie, and I anticipate liking that, although I live in the South, so sometimes that has problems for me because then I get annoyed by things that are not represented well. Although I don't live in the South that they're talking about. Right. Like, it's varied in Florida than it is in Alabama, but still. Anyway, I will not watch the Playboy Club. Much like Pan Am, I may enjoy the pilot, but I will not watch the show.
Is it just because you don't like period pieces like that?
Somewhat. I mean, I actually just did not like the clips for the Playboy Club at all, so most likely I will not like it. Like, Pan Am has a different flavor to it, but I just, I don't know what it is about those, because they're more on the very serious side, less on the, not even my type of serious with some funny in it side, so.
Right.
Like, I just don't watch hardly any very serious shows.
No, that makes sense.
I don't know why. Serious drama type of shows, so I'm just not. When I sit down at night to watch something, that's not what I'm drawn to. So.
Yeah, you know, yeah, a lot of times you're looking for, you know, something to laugh or, you know, entertain you. And drama, serious drama, can be entertaining, but not in the way that you're necessarily looking for.
Right.
Yeah. I'm a
TV
critic's
Monday's
nightmare, so.
Did you say nightmares?
I am a TV critic's worst nightmare because I don't like any of
it. I was like, how is the Playboy Club going to give you nightmares? Anyway.
Gosh, what was that? That was a line in The Office where he was talking about things that he's supposed to like. He's like, I don't like a lot of things that I'm, like, supposed to like Mad Men and...
Yeah. Oh, Mad Men.
I thought that was a great line. Tuesday, ABC has Last Man Standing, followed by Man Up, two new comedies, and then the Dancing with the Stars results show and Body of Proof. CBS has NCIS, NCIS Los Angeles, and new show Unforgettable.
Unforgettable.
The CW has 90210, followed by new show The Ringer. And Fox has Glee, followed by the new show New Girl, and then Raising Hope. And NBC has The Biggest Loser, followed by Parenthood.
Well, I'm absolutely watching Last Man Standing because I love me some Tim Allen.
I actually really liked it.
Sight unseen, I would watch it regardless, but it's definitely something I'm going to tune into. Man Up is not, and I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, all I can say is it's a worse version of Traffic Light.
Ugh. Well, I just shuddered a little bit.
Traffic Light was good, so...
Wait, you like
I
Traffic
know you stopped
Light?
Watching it after the first episode, but...
No, I saw every episode.
I've tried more than one episode, and I just didn't like it.
I saw them all. I subjected myself to it.
Not a fan, but I did like. I like the clips for Unforgettable, even though it's going to be the same old stuff we've seen with cop shows, especially they're all set in New York. But I like Poppy Montgomery, even though I don't think she hides her accent very well, but it's very funny because then she talks and she doesn't have an accent. Like, when she interviews and stuff, she doesn't have an accent, but she always sounds like she's trying to hide her accent. I know she has it. Ringer. I'm going to be watching Ringer. I'm interested to see how that does. Being a show set for shot for CBS and then no space for it, so it heads to the CW. And New Girl, without a doubt, I'll be watching. And I'll write songs about myself. Doo-doo-doo.
I have to say, when I saw the clips of New Girl, I definitely thought of you, Amory.
Yay!
when the one guy says, did you just make up your own theme song just now?
Love it.
Yeah, that looked good, and definitely be checking out The Ringer. That sounds very interesting, and I actually haven't seen the Unforgettable clips yet, so I don't know about even that one. But happy to have Parenthood back.
Yeah, I don't watch Parenthood. Ray, what are you going to watch on Tuesdays, Ray?
I will watch Last Man Standing.
Yay, Tim Allen! Woo!
I liked Tim Allen, and I liked the girls who are his daughters.
And the lady who is his wife.
Yeah, I was afraid she was going to remind me too much of her previous sitcom. Mm,
right.
Man Up, I will not watch. It just feels like it's... I mean, I actually didn't hate it. I just felt like it's been
done
before.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, you like Traffic Light, so...
I know, but it doesn't have the same feel as Traffic Light, so... To me...
When they were talking on the headphones across the gaming system, that felt exactly like when they were driving around in their cars talking on Traffic Light.
Okay, well... They felt like not at all like the characters that I liked on Traffic Light, so I'm saying that it didn't feel the same way to me. But even still, it does feel like something we've seen 1,000 times, so
yeah.
I don't really need it. maybe because at least in Traffic Light, I liked the girlfriends and the wives, and I hate to say it, but that's something I need. Like, I need to be able to like the women. And in this one, I just was not as drawn to the, because obviously the first episode is more about the men anyway. But anyway, right. Doesn't matter. Unforgettable. I mean, it's the same kind of show that they have, so I'm sure it'll be good. I'm just not sure I'll care. Ringer, I will be interested to see how. I wonder what the difference will be between the pilot and the rest of the show.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how that works, like money wise, like what their budget ended up being. But it's Sarah Michelle Gellar, so you know, I don't know what I just did with her last name there, but whatever.
Yeah, it goes from a CBS pilot to a CW show. That's got to be. I mean, normally they might drop in cost from pilot what they do in a pilot to a regular show anyways, but it's got to be right. A significant drop down to something to be able to work on the CW.
Right. And plus they said that, I mean, there was some back and forth there about whether they were going to pick it up because they couldn't afford it. So just makes me wonder. But whatever, I'll still watch it because it's Sarah. And
Chris Palaha.
I have no idea what's really happening in it, but I'm...
Oh my god, the IM conversation between me and Ray when I was trying to explain it. And you're lying, I said...
We were trying to figure it out.
We were trying to, like, explain to each other what we think is happening. And I said at one point, I was like, and, you know, Mr. Fantastic plays Bridget's husband, and Baze plays Bridget's boyfriend. And Ray's like, was one of them supposed to be Siobhan? And I'm like, nope.
I didn't understand that there was some cheating happening, but whatever.
Plus, I had typed like those girls' names so many times that it was clear that I was going to miss it somewhere. So, it'll be interesting. Will you be watching New Girl, Ray?
I will give it a shot. I don't really know. I mean, one, I need to see how they do the replacement.
Right, because they have to reshoot the pilot because Damon Wayans is basically in. Junior is basically in every shot,
right?
And he's got a little show called Happy Endings that he's staying on.
And
so help me God,
I believe I said this to somebody, but who knows who? Might have been you, Amory. That I can kind of over. I know I said it about something else, but I can kind of overdose on Zoe as well. So it'll kind of we'll see. But it's not her writing it. So and at first I thought it was her. It was based on her writing. And her sense of humor, like her actual, like what she writes and does, can almost be a little too quirky for me at times.
Right. She is quirky.
So we'll see.
Give you that.
She is quirky, but I didn't feel like, she really didn't feel like that quirky in the clips that I saw. I mean, I know that you have since seen the episode, but in the clips I saw, she didn't feel like she was that quirky.
Yeah, it's not overly quirky. It's not.
And if it had just been her doing the writing, I think it would have been a little bit more.
Right.
It would have aired on the other side of quirky. But anyway, I'm going to check it out and see. I'm curious. And you know I love Deputy Leo.
Deputy Leo! Except why do you... Which way do you prefer him?
I do prefer him when he's gay.
She says,
as he is gay.
Gay. I do. I like him gay on Happy Endings, too. I want him back on that. So that's Tuesday, folks.
I'm gay a lot, so I prefer him gay.
What else is he gay on?
Greek.
Greek, that's right. Oh, I love Greek. Love Greek.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, sorry.
So Wednesday, ABC has The Middle, followed by new show Suburgatory.
Suburgatory.
Followed by Modern Family, and then it'll have Happy Endings. And then closing out the night will be the new show Revenge. CBS has Survivor, Criminal Minds, and then CSI moving to close out Wednesday nights. The CW has a new show Hater, and followed by America's Next Top Model. And Fox has The X Factor, and that'll be followed by I Hate My Teenage Daughter. And NBC has Up All Night, followed by Free Agents, two new comedies. And those will be followed by Harry's Law and Law & Order Special Victims Unit.
I'll be watching the full evening of ABC. It'll be like my thing, ABC on Wednesdays. There's not a comedy in there that I'm going to have to skip, parentheses. Better With You, end parentheses. And, huh?
I was laughing.
I really like Suburgatory, and I really like Revenge, so definitely that. I Hate My Teenage Daughter. I would like to see a second episode before I open my mouth and judge it. And I will not be watching The X Factor. And I would like to see Up All Night and Free Agents before I decide if I'm watching them, because I did not like the clips for Up All Night, and I kind of like the clips for Free Agents because I really like Hank Azaria.
What?
What?
What was Up All Night about?
That's Christina Applegate.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, the clips of that were not good.
My problem, too, is that I can't take Will Arnett as, like, the straight man. Like, he's just so odd that, like, he's not a devoted dad to me. You know what I mean?
Like, everything comes off sort of odd, even though it's not supposed to be.
Yeah.
I think that's just because you've seen him in so many things where he's
like
that.
That's it. That's exactly it. So, like, how am I going to handle him being the straight man to whatever? Whatever. I'll watch it, I'm sure, because I always tune in.
Even though I didn't laugh a whole lot during the pilot of Suburgatory, I really liked it.
Yeah.
There's something
I mean, it's
about
not funny, haha, laugh all the time kind of humor. It's just solid, good relationship, drama, comedy type thing.
And I really liked Revenge.
Yeah.
With Emily Van Camp. But then, you know, I could watch her in anything.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. I like her, but I don't think she's, like, the be-all, end-all. And I actually prefer this. Like, she's how Amy kind of was when she hated everybody because Colin was in a coma in season one of Everwood. You know, snarky and a bitch and hating everybody and all that stuff. And so it was nice to see that in this role. It was nice. That's not a review.
Not a review.
Oh, God.
That was just some of the information that I picked up exactly. While watching it.
I think that ABC really, like, Revenge is kind of weird at the end of it, but that block of comedies. I know everybody bitched about Moving, but it's a really well, like, these comedies all kind of go together really well, in my opinion.
Wait, you're saying everybody bitched about Cougar Town being moved?
Yeah. Actually, I'm not sure they bitched about it being moved. They bitched about it coming back mid-season
right.
or whatever.
Not it's
really
not mid-season, really. November. Now it's like November, right?
Right. But I think that these 2 hours of these comedies, these are well-paired comedies.
Yes,
I think.
Agreed completely.
I really liked Suburgatory, too. And I wasn't expecting to because I did not like the clips. Because they featured the blonde teenager a lot, and I don't like her in this. I mean, I didn't really like her. I still don't like her, but I think it's... I'm okay in not liking her.
Right, exactly.
I think it's intentional that I not like her, but exactly. I really just was not drawn to her. And then she was in most of the clips, so I was just like, yeah, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to handle that.
Exactly.
But I really love there's a father-daughter relationship there that I really liked. So
Jeremy Sisto, like, he's been doing drama for so long now that we don't remember that, like, come on, guys, he's Elton. He's Elton from Clueless. Rolling with the homies. Like, he's got humor. He's funny, sure. And he's really good in this.
And we all know how much I love Alan Tudyk, so...
And he...
Him in it is...
Isn't this nice? Nice outfit. Cute outfit. Oh, it's so funny. He's great.
I loved him. I also really liked Revenge. Like I said, it's kind of a weird... I mean,
yeah.
It's not weird in that it's weird, but it's, like, weird that it's in that block of... Here are a lot of family and good relationships, and here is... Not.
It's not abnormal to go from a 2-hour comedy block to a drama, but for some reason in my head, this one seems to be like 180 degrees from.
Yeah.
Yes, like Parenthood, which. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know that
yeah.
It's not on this station, but.
No, I know exactly what you mean. Like, it's.
Yeah.
Charming and...
I don't know. I can't think of. Maybe Castle would fit there. Like.
Right, right. Castle would be perfect there. Oh, my God. Call up the scheduling people.
Well, Castle's doing well where it is. That's why I'm sure they're not touching it. But I'm just saying, like,
nothing,
you know, like in that
well.
That row of things that are happening there. I mean, I think Revenge is actually really good, but it feels like almost like a Sunday show. Maybe that's just because Desperate Housewives has been on Sundays and for so long that that's what it feels like. It belongs in that kind of position. But I really liked it, and I will watch it.
Yeah, definitely.
I will also probably be checking out Free Agents. I actually liked the clips, and, you know, I like who's running the show, so I will probably check it out. I don't know about
who's
the
running,
rest of
the Oh, shows. John Enbaum's running the show, right? Also, Murray Head's brother, Anthony Stewart Head. Anyway, I like how Murray Head is who I'm more excited about. My favorite Judas, comparable to Giles from Buffy.
Is he a part of that? Like, he's a writer on that?
He's in it. He's in the show.
Who are you talking about right now?
Giles?
Are you talking about Giles? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were... I was thinking you were thinking about the brother, and I'm like,
no,
his brother's not.
No, his brother. Bangkok. Is my favorite Judas. Anyway, moving on to Thursday.
I knew who it was, and I was just like, I don't remember his brother being in it. I know he's in it. Sorry.
Moving on.
Okay, so Thursdays. ABC has new show Charlie's Angels, followed by Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice. CBS has The Big Bang Theory, followed by new comedy How to Be a Gentleman, followed by new show Person of Interest, and then The Mentalist. The CW has The Vampire Diaries, followed by The Secret Circle. Fox will have The X Factor, followed by Bones. And NBC has Community, followed by Parks and Rec, The Office, and then new comedy Whitney, and then closing out the night with The Prime Suspect.
I will not be watching Charlie's Angels. Just, that's it. That's all I gotta say. I will be watching, however, How to Be a Gentleman, because so many people that I like are in the show, and I wanted to do well because of it. You got Rickety Cricket, Bones' real-life hubby. You got Murray from Flight of the Conchords, who's like my favorite character from TV in the past 12 years. Mary Jane Raskib's in it. Jane Curtin's in it. Like, and Kevin Dillon's like the only good thing about Entourage anymore. So I think it could be really well done. So I will be watching it. Persons of Interest? Sure, I'll watch. Because, you know, Michael Emerson and J.J. Abrams. There, boom, done. Whatever. We'll see if I like it. I'll be watching it. Whatever. Does my dislike of the Thomas Dekker creep factor outweigh my interest in L.J. Smith and the books that she wrote? Thomas Dekker's pretty creepy. Like, really creepy. Won't be watching The X Factor. Already mentioned that. Whitney, these next two are difficult because I really like Chris D'Elia, who's playing Whitney's boyfriend, but I liked him as Stoner from, as the Stoner from Glory Days. And that's why I liked him, and I don't know if I like him when he's not stoned. Also, Prime Suspect, I hated every clip I watched.
What is that one?
Maria Bello's playing the Helen Mirren girl in a guy's world cop.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the opposite of what Last Man Standing is trying to push.
I mean, like, the idea is fine, and the cast is full of great people, but
I don't know, I liked what I saw in the clips. The only thing there is there'll be a lot of that, her trying to push into the squad that's all male, but
it's a very CBS show.
Yeah.
But that's going to end. Sooner or later, she's going to, most likely in the first episode, she's going to solve something that they didn't solve. And how long before they, and how well do they turn it into her as the lead, kind of, and has, because it's different. I keep looking at it as they did miniseries, and over the course of the first miniseries for Helen Mirren, it sort of changed for how her character was received at the squad, and then she was the lead in the rest of it, and a lot of that, it's kind of the same as the closer was in the beginning. How well she'll be received in, and how well they do that over the course of a series, because it's going to be 22 episodes, not...
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem you have when you adapt British shows for the U.S. You have to have a full plan, because
I'm interested to see, once you see a full episode, if you can see what their plan is going to be, like, past... And also, I'm interested to see how they're going to do the cases, because, like I've said before, you know, they did 6 hours to solve one case in the British, you know, version, so...
Also, Mary McDonnell is going to be the lead of a television series called Major Crimes, starring the primary cast of The Closer, except Kyra Sedgwick. So that's news.
Did they say it was going to have the primary cast?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not sure how I feel about that. I have to see it before I...
Yeah.
As I told Amory, the character herself is kind of a cold character, so it'll be hard to connect with her like I connected with Kyra, so
yeah,
Kyra's character.
Agreed. So what's everybody else watching on Thursdays?
Anyway, I will not be watching Charlie's Angels. I disagree with every casting choice that show has made.
And writing choice and clothing choice and hairstyle choice.
I think if you fix the casting, maybe some of that would be okay. I just think that it is like a show that is made for me. I have liked every other remake of Charlie's Angels. I like women kicking ass. I like improbable things that they do to kick ass. I'm okay with all of that. I just do not like any of these three women. So, or the, I'm just blanked on his name.
Bosley?
Not Charlie.
Or Bosley.
Bosley. I was saying it with an M. I'm like, that's not right.
Well, it's definitely a different Bosley.
Yeah. Definitely.
He's the good-looking ladies guy. He's the top-notch computer hacker, even though he doesn't like that. And then he can also kick ass. So,
yeah,
triple threat.
I'm not a fan. I do like that it's set in Miami, but all the rest of it I hate. I will not be watching it. How to Be a Gentleman, I gotta be honest, even though Amory wants it to succeed, I did not really care for the clips. But I'll probably check it out anyway, see what it does. But I wasn't really too into those clips. It was, I don't know.
Oh, no.
I guess I need to see the premise a little better.
I said I was into the cast.
Person of interest. I've already forgotten, even though you guys just told me what it is. Oh, Michael M.
apparently show of no interest.
No, I just, like, all of these dramas just kind of run together.
And on CBS,
there's nothing that's, like, the premise of the drama, really. You know what I mean? Like, there's very few of those that are standing out. I guess I need to watch one episode to see how I feel about it. It's not really J.J. Abrams, so it's hard for me to get excited about that part of it. But I do love Michael Emerson, so...
You love him.
We'll see. Secret Circle? No, thank you. Not only do I...
This is where I interject. Hang on. This is where I interject to say, just a reminder, for those of you who are disappointed in Ray's decision to not watch Secret Circle,
she said the same thing about the Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries.
Okay, but... I did say that. You're correct. But I don't care for any of the... Like, the problem I have with the Secret Circle versus the Vampire Diaries is that there are not enough, at least in the clips we saw, and maybe that's just because they're trying to sell it the way they're trying to sell it, there are not enough adults in the show for me to care to watch it. Because I like Vampire Diaries because there's enough of a mix. I don't care for a show that just has, like, kids in it. Which sounds horrible, but it's how I feel. I just don't, like, that's just like Gossip Girl. That thing does not appeal to me any. That type of drama, whatever, does not appeal to me anymore. And the Secret Circle looks like it's going to be very heavy on that kind of drama initially. And I don't care for the creepy Thomas Dekker.
Oh my God, he's so creepy.
I don't care for the Twilight feel that they're going for there.
Ray is not a Twilight fan, people.
I was never a huge fan of Lux on her own show. I don't know why on her other show, where she was at least like, I don't know. I'm not sure I'm going to feel that or hear. I understand that she's a different character, but didn't feel a whole lot different to me in the she's still an outsider trying to fit in.
She's just a witch now. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like...
Spoiler. I didn't give anything away. I didn't spoil the whole show, everybody.
She looks like she's totally going to... I mean, it looks like a show that will succeed, especially after Vampire Diaries. But the truth of the matter is that L.J. Smith's Vampire Diaries books are horrible. So I'm not sure. I mean, it's being adapted by the same people, so perhaps it will be just as good as Vampire Diaries ended up turning out. But the thing that it's based on, I'm not confident that that's good enough that I would want to say, oh, I want to check it out because of those books.
Right.
So that's a no for me. And then Whitney, I don't have as much of a problem with the clips as everybody else does. The last one was horrible, but the show itself made me laugh few times, so
she says it's not a laugh track. She says it's live laughter.
Whatever it is, they
amped it up way too much.
Yeah, they needed to bring it down, or if they were truly laughing that much, they needed to figure out a way to. You know, they tape it on a different track, so you know what I mean. Like it was too much. It wasn't funny, and maybe it's because we're not seeing the whole thing. Maybe it's because we're just seeing clips. But even in the clips, it was too much. Like, don't put it in the clips then.
Agreed.
Yeah, just because they recorded it during that doesn't mean that that was actually where that laugh happened, you know, when they show it to you.
I mean, I thought the humor in it stood on its own, and if the laugh track hadn't been there, I would have laughed, but because the laugh track, I was like, yeah, it's not that funny.
Classic sort of sitcom situations that they, you know, it had that kind of sort of feel to it.
And then Prime Suspect, again, I don't remember what the hell it was. Oh, it's that lady.
It's a lady. That's right. It's a lady.
Yeah, like I said, it feels like a very CBS show. It's not my type of thing. I don't plan on watching. I don't even plan to check it out. If everybody like suddenly watches it and is like, oh my God, it's so good, Ray, you need to watch it, I will probably give it a shot. But other than that, I'm not checking it. Sorry, NBC.
Sorry, NBC.
I mean, I think it actually is... I think it's a good show for NBC. I don't think it's... I think people will watch it. I just won't be...
Ray won't be one of them.
Yeah, Ray won't be one of them. I'll probably check out a couple more Charlie's Angels to see where they sort of settle on where it's going to be. I'm interested to see what person of interest is really going to be, and then Prime Suspect. But on to Fridays. ABC has Extreme Makeover Home Edition, followed by Shark Tank in the 2020. CBS has a new show, A Gifted Man, followed by CSI New York and Blue Bloods. The CW has Nikita, moving to Fridays, followed by Supernatural. Fox has Kitchen Nightmares and Fringe. NBC has Chuck, followed by Grimm, and then Dateline NBC.
What is A Gifted Man about?
It's this doctor guy whose ex-wife died, and she visits him.
Oh, that's right. Two different worlds.
Yeah, something like that. No, that's not two different worlds. That's a week. That's a mid-season. And that's on NBC.
Oh, a week.
This is Patrick Wilson.
Gotcha.
And his dead wife talks to him, and Julie Benz is in it.
And he's like a doctor.
That's it.
Okay.
I'll watch it to see, like...
It's a medical drama and Ghost Whisperer mixed together.
I won't watch it.
I'll check it out. I'm going to watch Chuck on Fridays because I like the finale, and I'm going to watch Grimm because I like Sasha Royce a lot, and I like Silas Weir Mitchell a lot. I don't love Dave Giuntoli, whatever his name is, from The Road Rules. Gets a job from Road Rules, but whatever, he's fine. I don't know.
You just said you don't like
him. Not a lot on Friday.
Don't lie and say he's fine if you don't like him.
He's fine. I don't like him. I mean, he's good looking.
He's fine, not fine.
I thought you were saying it's fine. It's okay that he got that job.
And I'm not going to go all hard in this, and I don't mean to offend, fangirly and quit watching Supernatural. But it's going to be there. I'll watch it. Whatever.
I'm actually looking forward to see what Grimm,
for the record,
what they do with Grimm. The clips look interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Was this the one that was basically a cop show, but with fairy tales?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'll probably check it out because I'm a sucker for fairy tale type shows.
Yeah.
This is the one I said that the special effects in this one looked much better than the ones. I mean, I've only seen clips, so I don't really know for the whole show. But just based on the trailer and the clips, the special effects were better than Once Upon a Time. Also a fairy tale show.
Okay.
So that's Friday.
So Saturday, ABC has Saturday Night College Football. CBS is going with new episodes of Rules of Engagement, followed by comedy reruns, and then...
You're going to be watching that, right, Amory?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
And then
no.
Drama reruns and 48 Hours Mystery. Fox has Cops, and then they'll be rerunning Fox dramas. Other than four times a year, they're going to do an America's Most Wanted special. And then NBC will be running encores of their dramas.
I'm not watching TV on Saturday nights.
The Rules of Engagement thing, I find it super strange. It's like they keep picking it up, but they've sort of used it as...
They're trying to hit, what's the word I'm looking for, syndication. They have 5 seasons and they don't have 100 episodes yet. Like
they've used it for this, it's been a steady like back burner type of show. Like when something else sort of fizzles, they can put it on and it does pretty well no matter where they put it. And so if they were really trying to move into Saturday night programming, they would have paired it with something other than reruns.
Right.
But that's sort of a strange. I'll probably end up watching some of them, but they're on demand, so
right.
I won't be watching them. I won't be sitting there on
Saturday
night. I
won't watch it at all. So that's next fall schedule. Tell us what you'll be watching. I'm interested to hear. So, TV on DVD picks for this week. I think we're all in agreement with saying Psych Season 5 was a fantastic season. Some of the best episodes of the show. Oh, right, Sunday?
I'm just kidding. Psych.
She would have preferred we pick The Dog Whisperer for her DVD pick.
Was that one of the options? The Dog Whisperer?
Was one of the options. But Psych, I mean, what more can you say than it was a great season and we love it and you should buy it.
Correct. I was just
moving
kidding.
On.
Because I, of all of the three people on this podcast, will be at the store tomorrow buying it.
You're going to be early, but...
Is it out next week?
Yeah.
31st? I wrote it on my list of things that were coming out in the next 2 weeks, so...
Yeah.
I will be the one that's next Tuesday buying it.
Nice. So there you have it. And now it's time for Prime Time Running Together. Leaving it on the line. Okay. Chuck, Season 4, Episode 24, Chuck versus the Cliffhanger. I really liked it.
Oh, I hated it. No, I'm just kidding. Thought it was really well done. I've been happy with it as a series finale, but I'm so glad that it's not because I like the potential, especially since they will know that they only have 13 episodes left to finish it. So I like that they'll I have confidence that they'll take their what they've set up and do something great with it. So,
I mean, we've said it so many times that, like, the reason that sometimes there's down episodes or it's kind of like, oh, that 13th episode was the finale, and then that 18th episode was the finale, so it just kind of felt like they kept building to things and then recreating the wheel. Like, knowing that they only have 13 episodes to concentrate, they're not going to be extended unless by some weird thing, 18 million people start watching them on Fridays at 8. Like, I'm excited to see them finish it out strongly, especially with the idea that they have now of, like, this heart-to-heart type spot family spy shop and Morgan's the Intersect. I think it'll be really good.
Yeah, I like where they ended for going into the next season, but I didn't really care a whole lot for, well, even sort of like the last couple episodes. I thought that Chuck did pretty well. I didn't mind the Volkov stuff most of the time, but it really sort of sputtered there at the end. The stuff that bothers me is, like, they use that special weapon, and it kills everybody within, like, 20 seconds, but yet Sarah's able to survive enough that they're able to keep her alive, and that's just sort of, like, TV stuff. Like, no explanation of how this happened. They even say, sort of, in the episode, we don't know how it happened, but, you know, she's still alive. But other than that, I like where it ended and going into the next season, and I like that they have a definite endpoint. And the other thing is that Chuck has always been, based on the way that they've done it type of thing, they've always been stronger in the first half of a season anyways, throughout the series, because they're able to go in and plan and have this idea for this 13 episodes, not knowing if they're going to get more. So they always planned it out to end at 13. And so knowing that the last one will be the last one, they'll be able to leave it. They'll know that they can end it type of thing.
Right. So we're all in.
I could do without that bigger story about the
who really was or whatever.
Yeah,
who
set
them up. I guess there has to be, like, a through line, but we'll see. See how it plays out. How I Met Your Mother, Season 6, Episode 24, Challenge Accepted. Did not watch, will not watch. Over it.
I thought that it was disappointing in that they set up this wedding thing way back in the beginning, and then they just barely hit on it again to set you into the next season. And I thought that was really, like, uncool type of thing to plus I thought the season started out really well and really sputtered into the end of the season. It just wasn't nearly as good in the, you know, the last 10 episodes or so of the season as it was in the beginning.
Right, were you still watching?
I am still watching. I haven't given up. I still, even when I'm disappointed, which I was in the season finale, I still find things amusing about it, so it doesn't
bother me. There's always stuff in it.
The Zoe thing was just too much. Like, the one, we knew she wasn't the mother, which, so I, pretty much every relationship he has with a woman at this point, I'm just like, I'm not invested in that, because I know she's not the mother.
Right.
Two, like, with the character herself was just not likable. Like, she wasn't, I didn't like her. And I'm not one person who, you know, looks to dislike people. Like, I try to like all the characters. So I just felt like by the end, you were like, you could tell that they were setting it up for a breakup. And even he, even Ted had said early on, you know what I mean? I can't remember how many episodes it was before he said something about them breaking up. So I was just like, well, it's just hard to, like, every episode have to deal with Ted and Zoe when you know that they're going to break up. Like, I don't know. And it was a letdown in the sense that they made it seem like it was going to be this huge breakup, whatever. And then they couldn't live up to that, which is how the show has to be careful about that, because they do that a lot. Like, usually they do it with their, when we see things in a flashback or we see things in a, or they mention something and they mention it enough that you have, like, your expectation is too high. So then when they actually play out that event before you, you're like, yeah, that didn't really live up to whatever. So I feel like that's kind of how Zoe was. Like, the Zoe breakup even didn't live up to, how was that so important that it led to him meeting the mother, which is what he kind of implied, that the breakup was such that that would eventually lead to meeting the mother. And that didn't really, I didn't really track how that happened. I guess because his breakup and maybe getting back with her led to the conversation Barney and whatever, I'm blanking on everybody's name for some reason right now. Barney and Robin had a conversation in the cab, which made Barney whatever, which we're led to believe that that's what led to Barney at the wedding. You know what I mean? So I guess that's why it made a difference, because then he meets the mother at the wedding. But the wedding now is in the future. Who knows when the wedding is going to happen? I just feel like I just wish they would just bring the mother in. Just let us meet her.
Yeah, they pushed that off in that it looks like now it's going to be next season is going to build towards who is Barney marrying.
Right, and I just don't care about.
Which they sort of gave you that feel at the beginning of this season, like whose wedding were they at?
Right.
And I feel like they could have, I don't know, it's just too much. Like, I don't care now. I mean, I do care. I obviously want him to be with Robin, but I don't care in the sense that I want that drawn out for another whole season.
Yeah, right. But that's the way it sort of felt, was like, they're going to draw that out for a while, that the wedding that they finally get to, that they're going to show you is sometime towards the end of next season or something like that.
Right. I mean, it's fine, I'll watch it, whatever. Mona actually said to me that she doesn't think the Barney should get married. I was just like, all right, whatever.
Okay.
Moving on.
So that's that. Moving on. Castle, Season 3, Episode 24, Knockout. I just have two things to say about this. I don't like when TV shows suddenly make a character that has basically nothing to do into kind of someone who had everything to do with, like, something nefarious. And B, Kate's not going to die. She's the star of the show. That's really all I have to add.
I will say that I don't think she is of the show. I think the show is named after Castle, so technically they could kill her, but it would violate everything, like, the entire premise of the show.
It would be the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, talk about, yeah,
like,
they could...
It's just not a dark show like that. Like, there are some shows that they go dark, and you would expect that maybe they would kill off a main character, but this is not one of those shows.
Right. Yeah, because what are they going to do?
You can't come back next season and, like, have
team him with a new female
dead.
Detective?
Well, I just mean, like, you couldn't even bring in, like, if they brought in a new one and introduced her, maybe, but... Like, you couldn't come back next season, have her dead, and, like, within an episode, be back to the fun-loving castle kind of episode.
Exactly.
Like, that's just not going to happen. So, you know she's not going to die.
So, cool down. Cool your jets, people.
Yeah, if you're upset about it, I think you're kind of crazy. I think
partly it's the way they sort of film it. They always linger on those things, like, way too long. Like, you know that, what's her name, the coroner would have been... She's a doctor. She would have been over there, you know... Like, lickety-split, they wouldn't be sitting there, nothing happening. I mean, it made for a good moment for Castle.
It's like a TV second. Like, it's not really, they're not really taking that long to...
It always seems like after he says, you know, I love you, that there's like a really long period of time, and it looks like she dies almost, you know, is the way they're trying
to
show it
to you. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. The lead is not... But other than that, it was a good episode.
Very good. Very, you know, edge of your seat, what's going to happen. It was good. It made me cry, even though, whatever, shows that have main characters die always make me cry. So there's that.
Captain Montgomery than the end. But.
Oh, I didn't cry at the end at all. I cried over Captain Montgomery. So that's Castle. Obviously, we're all in for season 4. See what happens. Raising Hope. Season 1, episode 22. Don't vote for this episode. If I could vote for this episode in every category ever that ever existed, I would.
This was such a fantastic episode.
Jacquard Noir is the best name ever.
But jumping back 5 years and then showing you where everybody was back then and where they are now, and it added in so much, but it also, like, it was also just a huge payoff for fans that have been watching all season.
Exactly.
It was so good.
I saw this episode of Paley Fest, and I've been for everybody else to see it 3 months later.
They showed this at Paley?
Yeah.
And all I know is Bert's t-shirt in the opening scene is one of the funniest things I've seen
in a
while.
What shirt was he wearing? Oh, I'd rather be in Virginia! Oh my god!
Yeah.
So funny.
There was.
I love that show. I mean, basically, if you're not watching the show, you need to. You need to be watching it. So,
yeah,
do.
This is, you know, find the episodes, you know, watch them over the summer, you know, or get the DVD once it comes out, but hop on board next season. It's not like you need to watch the previous season to hop on board, but I think it's one of the better comedies out there right now.
Agreed. So there's that, Raising Hope. The Good Wife, Season 2, Episode 23, Closing Arguments. I love the show, and I think it was really well done, and I think the finale was really suspenseful, and I didn't know what was going to happen or which way I was going to turn or all kinds of stuff, and I loved the elevator scene and how it was done and how it was shot and how you didn't know if Alicia was going to be like, okay, this is a sign, we can't go into the hotel room, and then suddenly she does go into the hotel room, and it's like, hold up, Alicia's a little low. And
the look she gives him when she... turns the key card around and opens the door. That was an outstanding, like, final right. scene to the episode.
I will say this, too. I don't think they should be in a relationship. I think they should... They're going to mine more gold out of them trying to recover from the fact that they had this, like, $7,800 hour together. that I think that it's smart for them to stay apart. And I like that we got to see Alicia and Kalinda working together, even if she really hates Kalinda right now. But yeah, just, I can't say enough, and I could really go on for, like, hours about how much I love the show, so I don't want to say more, really, than that. But please watch it over the summer so it gets better ratings and we're not nervous going into season 3 or season 4, whatever.
Well, I kind of like the move to Sunday nights somewhat.
I hate it.
Other than what we talked about before of the it possibly being messed up due to football and stuff like that. But
right.
I really liked what they've done having, bringing, what's his name, Gold into... You know, basically he's going to be part of the firm.
Right.
And it doesn't feel forced. It feels like it's his move to try and be close to Alicia, to try and
right.
get Alicia back on board.
Right.
You know, it all feels like a good way to incorporate him more into the show.
Agreed. It should be great. I look forward to that. The Big Bang Theory, Season 4, Episode 24, The Roommate Transmogrification. Anybody who didn't see that coming when they started talking when Sheldon went to bed? Come on. Anyone who didn't see that coming when they read Michael Osceola's blind item that made him gasp? Come on. I don't know. It was fine. It was a perfectly fine episode. Nothing was really fantastic about it.
The whole episode for me was when they wake up in the morning and he still can't talk. And she's like, really? You still can't? That was just that one line was...
I mean, it was funny. I just... They're going to just keep going on the status quo for...
Yeah, the Big Bang Theory, I mean, I really like it. The episodes are always funny, but it's going to be on the same pace of sort of like Two and a Half Men, where it sort of starts to go someplace, and then they just tear it all down, and they go back.
Yeah,
and
oh, absolutely.
They never really get anywhere. They just... but yet, the episodes are funny.
Right. Well, I won't agree about Two and a Half Men, but I'll say that's happening on Big Bang Theory. Ray, do you watch? Did you watch?
What?
Did we talk about it?
Big Bang Theory? Yeah, I don't really have anything to say. I mean, again, like what you said, didn't see it coming. It doesn't bother me too much. Everything will be back to normal next season, so whatever. The show is just one of those shows that it doesn't really change, so
right.
I thought it was funny. I don't really have anything else to say.
That's about it. Moving on. Bones. Season 6, Episode 23, The Change in the Game. Now, I knew it was going to happen before it would happen, because... I read spoilers, but it still was nice to see. I didn't know the context of it. I didn't know the context of the last 5 minutes where Bones was going to say to Booth, you know, I'm pregnant, you're the father. I didn't know if it was just going to end on her saying that. We were actually going to see them, like, react to each other. I liked most about it. You know, you kind of think your main character is going to be visibly huge because she's pregnant. You either have to shut down or you have to kind of write something in or always have her behind something or whatever. It was smart of them to write her real-life pregnancy in. Smart, and it kind of seals the, yes, they did sleep together. Ray and I have been talking back and forth about how we are pretty sure they've been sleeping together more than one time and that they've just been keeping it from each other, like from other people. And B, it was nice to see that Booth smiled and Brennan smiled when it happened. Like, it wasn't like... He told Booth, or she told Booth, and then he froze and, like, didn't have a reaction, so we don't know what his reaction is, and we're going into the summer, like, wondering. But I like that we're going into the summer knowing that Booth was at ease about it and happy. You could tell that he was happy, and you could tell that she told him she was relaxed, she was happy about it. And now, going into next season, they're clearly a couple, right, having a baby. Are they going to be a couple in the truest sense of the word? Obviously not.
I think the last, well, the previous episode was good and all, or, you know, or where they ended up in the last couple episodes, what precipitated them sleeping together and them doing it all off camera, so to speak. But that, other than that final moment where she says that she's pregnant and he smiles and stuff like that, they didn't give you, like, this will they, won't they thing that's been going on, and the heartbreaking scenes that they've given Booth and stuff like that, with
right
that they didn't give fans a real, like, them finally getting together. They never gave them that moment that all happened, and you just hear about it a little bit as she tells
right.
Angela.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm with you. I agree with that, and that it is kind of like we didn't get to even see them kind of even, like, Brennan even say to Booth, like, okay, like, she's made such a big deal about how she doesn't want to put that wall down, like, she loves him, but she can't be with him. We didn't get to even see that. It basically was just born out of somebody dying, and suddenly she's like, okay, yeah, I'll climb into bed with you, which is fine, but...
But she had already said she wanted to be with him, but he was going to be with Hannah, so I don't have a problem with that. Like, he didn't want to be with her because he was already dating Hannah, and she, like,
and
had
I am very happy that Hannah leaving had nothing to do with this.
What?
Yeah.
I'm very happy that, like, Hannah leaving was not what suddenly was like, okay, let me go back to Brennan.
Right.
So, good finale. I look forward to seeing what season 7 brings. I like the idea of them being, like, parents together, and the they're still going to have all the issues they were always going to have. Now there's just an added issue into the mix, and they're basically, for all intents and purposes, committed to each other.
Yeah, I like that they didn't, like, that they put it off and had, they showed a little bit of change in her, but they put it off of getting them together. The only thing I sort of have a problem with is that they didn't give fans, like, a moment of them together right. until that little thing at the end, which is, I'm sure not, or to me, I would think it's not exactly what fans that
I'm sure we'll
want to
see
Booth
something.
And Bones together is not the moment of them getting together that they wanted to see.
I'm sure we'll see something. I'm sure that season 7 will hold something for us. So don't give up hope yet, shippers. But moving on to The Office. Season 7, episodes 25 and 26, Search Committee Part 1 and 2. The fact that this is episode 25 and 26 should tell you right there that they never needed to do it. Like, I hated this episode. There were certain things that I found funny, but it just dragged on. My sister, story, Thursday night we were over watching TV. She said something like, oh, the Big Bang Theory is only half an hour. She never realized it. She's like, I always want it to go on for longer. Like, I don't mind that show, watching that show for more than half an hour. So we're about 12 minutes into the hour-long season finale of The Office, and Mary's like, oh, this show's an hour? I'm like, that just sums it up. Like, the show was just, there was so much riddled in there that they didn't need. It was all about bringing the guest stars in, and the guest stars didn't really do anything for me. James Spader, super creepy. Sure, bring him back as a super creep, but I could never see him being the boss. Catherine Tate, amazing. But this episode just, ugh. Left me with a bad taste in my mouth from an episode, a very uneven season.
Yeah, and some of it was, I didn't mind the idea and then having some guest stars, you know, like doing a search for you type thing. I mean, that's a, but then it felt way crammed. Like, you know, even having him coming on a video, you know, like you couldn't even have him actually show up on set. And then advertising that Jim Carrey's going to be in it, but he's in like maybe 20 seconds.
Right, exactly.
At the very end, talking about interviewing, but you never actually see him interview. I was like, that is, it felt like such a ripoff for what they had advertised, you know, going into it with all these guest stars and stuff. Like, hearing advertisements for it on the radio and stuff like that and talking about all these different stars and then some of them you barely even see in it at all, which is something that we talked about ahead of time. Like, what is everybody going to get, like, 30 seconds going into it? And that sort of felt like what it was. And the thing is it didn't feel like any of the people that we actually saw are going to be the new boss.
No, I don't think they're going to be.
But that they, it also made it feel like they interviewed other people that you didn't ever see type of thing. And so that sort of felt like a cop-out. This needed to be, I think it would have been better off if they had an idea. I guess they they still haven't figured out who they're going to be yet, but if they would have had that going into this, so they could have had that person in the interview, and then you would actually be going, is that going to be him, you know, would have been better.
I mean, I'll watch season 8 just to see what happens, but I can't guarantee that it's going to be something I want to watch every week.
It might fall off like How I Met Your Mother did last season.
Exactly. I lasted longer with The Office than I did with How I Met Your Mother, so there's that. And then their last show, aside from talking about Survivor, Supernatural, season 6, episode 22, The Man Who Knew Too Much. I really have nothing to say other than I'm pretty sure Ray's done watching, aren't you?
Yep.
And I'll watch it if
me.
I want to.
Sorry,
like,
show.
I have no reason to continue watching it. Like, I don't know. I don't feel one way or the other for the show. So
I just don't know what they're going to do. What?
There's nothing they can do. There's nothing they can do convincingly that would make me, like, enjoy it like I did in, like, season 5.
Yeah, like, they've kind of, like, they said they were going to get back to the monster of the week type of thing this season, but they really didn't. They kind of did it first because they were, for different reasons, they were chasing down monsters of the week. Like, they were tracing them down to catch them. But, like, right. their whole storyline this season kind of fell apart for me. Like, the just didn't come together very well.
Exactly.
So it makes me feel like what do you have planned for next season that is going to, you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand how.
It seems like the Monster of the Week is, like, the only place they can go.
Yeah, who knows?
Well, it is, but that's what I mean. Like, where is, not that I care about there being an overall story, but it feels like they feel like they need one.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know, there's just.
Yeah, but they're in a spot that, now where they've gone so big, they went so big season 5, that anything past that is not going to live up.
Yeah, season 6 was nothing compared to, you know, season 5. I don't know, we'll see what happens. I mean, I'll set the DVR, whatever, because the DVR recording is still on there, but who knows.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Really.
Alright, so then the last thing I want to talk about is Survivor. Just because I just want to say that I'm so happy that my favorite person ever, Boston Rob Mariano, won. He won, you people! He won! That's all I have to say.
You were hoping that in the last episode that he would actually finally win.
I had my fingers crossed. I had my fingers crossed since I knew he was coming back. He has never won, and now he won, and he was the fan favorite. Oh my god. So much happened. But that's
as
it. As he should be, because he's amazing. And I'm glad that he has acknowledged the fact that he's not coming back.
Thank god. I mean, not because I don't like him, but just because.
Well, he finally won, so.
Right, exactly. Like, he understands that he doesn't. He even said, he's like, even if I don't win, like, I'm not coming back. Like, he knows that he needs to be with his family. So, very excited for that. So, what did everybody watch this week past? Let us know. What did
you guys think of the major season finales?
Right.
And what are you looking forward to in the fall?
TVtimes3.com. Spell it all out. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so excited that Psych is coming back soon in September. Not soon enough.
Yeah, not soon.
I just missed it. Also,
I would prefer to be coming back soon.
Yes, me too. So, also, we are on Twitter, we are on iTunes, we are on Facebook. You know where to get us. Track us down. Leave us a comment. Our music today, when it wasn't provided by me, was provided by IODA Promonet. The song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers. From their Mercurial title, put out by Yellow Dog Records. And that, folks, is it. So,
happy 100.
Happy 100, everybody. Tell your favorite stories of the 100 episodes on our sites. We'd love to hear.
Tell
your favorite moments.
From the past 100 episodes?
Oh,
I mean,
Lord.
Doesn't it feel like 100 episodes should have lasted like 12 years?
Yes.
Been like two. Anyway.
We're good
everybody
for syndication.
Yes, that's right.
We made it to syndication. Yes. All right, bye.
We can be canceled now.
Bye.
You can take us off Saturdays, CBS.
We are the David Spade of comedy.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
We sit glued to the TV set all night.
Every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
Okay, we're recording.
Day by day. Only lyrics I know that also.
You know, when I was watching The New Girl.
It is. It's so like my life. So in The New Girl, Ray, without spoiling anything, basically Zooey Deschanel sings to herself the whole time. Like, she makes up theme songs and stuff for herself. It's pretty amazing. It's totally me. Like, I sing all the time about stupid stuff. It's me. Anyway. So we're ready. We are recording. And as everybody recording, Ray, say hello.
Hello.
Oh, what is that button? Oh my god, I don't know what that button pushes. I just pushed some button on my keyboard. And all of a sudden, all kinds of windows started
popping. I don't know what that button pushes.
Anyway. I'm going. Why is my headphone? So I looked up. My microphone's up at my forehead.
You know. Sorry. Go on.
No, go ahead.
I was just gonna bitch about somebody bitching about the Muppet
Do it!
Trailer.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Whatever. She's like, it's confusing. I'm like, really? It's confusing. Like the joke is that they're. I don't understand why it's confusing.
What's confusing?
Oh, because it doesn't barely have the Muppets in it. I'm like, all right. Because it looks like a rom-com initially. I'm like, well, that's the point. I don't understand why that's confusing to you. That's what I loved about it when I saw it.
Plus, the title of the clip, of the trailer, like if you go to YouTube and look at it, it's in air quotes, like it's in quotation marks. It's not a real movie.
I don't
Anyway, hello.
I saw it at the movie theater. I loved it at the movie theater. So, anyway, go on. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Starting episode 100, just like the rest of them.